I'm Butch Brady. I'm with the Florida Sales District with Syngenta.
Well, I understand, first of all, you've spent some good time in Georgia and now representing Florida. You know, our network covers all those regions. And from what you've experienced here today, first of all, how important are these kind of field days for you guys to stay up on things?
Well, it brings all research, marketing, and sales together, and with our current product portfolio, and keeps us up to date on our pipeline. It gets a chance to showcase all our new products to our customers and their customers also, all the way up through the retail channels in the vegetable business.
You know, when you see a lot of these experimental products right alongside the ones that have already been announced, and growers are traditional folks most of the time, are they pretty open-minded to change varieties when they're challenged?
Oh, yeah. The life cycle is becoming much more shorter as far as the life cycles of the hybrid varieties, so we rapidly, you know, they're advanced more rapidly than they were in the past. So. And with more features and benefits for the producers and the consumers.
We've had a very warm winter. Concerns from the growers from your perspective?
It seems like the windows have fallen in place. As far as the melon deal, it's been pretty profitable for the growers. Crops are finishing a little bit earlier due to the dry weather, so we don't have overlapping windows. There has been some mildew issues with watermelon. North Florida starting this week, which is running about 10 days early. And this looks to be a pretty good demand for the product all the way through Memorial Day. So.
How much today are the retailer input to the growers differing from years past? I mean, how much influence are they having? Obviously, they've got some varieties they'd rather the grower to produce, but the grower's got soil types and disease pressures in his local area to be concerned with. But how much influence is that retailer starting to have?
Well, I think they are putting more demands on food safety. They want the growers to be almost like in the manufacturing business. They have their specs. So there's a lot more hoop jumps they're having on the shipping level. As far as demanding varieties, I think there's some more awareness out there. Certain varieties that the consumers like a little better, they may cut better. But, you know, it's still a lot of work to be done as far as getting that pull through up to the retail level on specific varieties. Still real strongly based at the farmer level as far as having the features and benefits that they want and getting the yields and the production with the disease resistance. Some of the things that may have the better consumer traits doesn't have quite the whole ball of wax rolled up into one that's got the consumer traits and the yield that the farmers are desire. So.
Is there anything you'd like the growers to know in the Florida-Georgia market that I'm not asking in terms of what's going on here today and what y'all are exposing?
Well, I think Syngenta as a whole, through our integration process, you know, we'll be bringing more solutions to the grower and to the consumers, too, through all our R&D and all the resources pulled into one as a one Syngenta. It's definitely the focus.